The Joyride.
Hello, FM, the sound of your life. And this afternoon, we have the great honor of having the voice of a generation on the show. Literally, he got me through high school, man. Ross Neworth, welcome to the show. What an honor.
Thank
How are you doing?
Brilliant. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm great. How are you doing?
Ah, man, listen, having you on my show, being able to talk to a legend like this is an absolute, absolute privilege. And when I say voice of a generation, I literally mean it. You know, some of your lyrics,
you.
I based my whole relationships on them. You know, it's your fault that they didn't work out. Just saying, you know.
Well, a lady came to a show once and she said, "I hate the song, Let Me Go." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "A guy drove around the block, played her the song, and he said, 'Did you get the message?' And it was bad. Like, use the song to break up with somebody. That's terrible."
Oh, man, so many uses for your lyrics. I love it. That's what makes you a legend. Look, we know the history. We know where you come from. But it's time for a new chapter in your life. And I was actually sitting on a plane the other day, and they actually had an article of you in the Sky magazine, you know, and I was reading it. And you said something in that article that you experiencing a whole lot of creative freedom, but also a different kind of pressure now that you're on your own. Speak to us a little bit about that experience.
I think, yeah, the soundboard gets smaller. You know what I mean? You have to trust a lot more of your gut instinct and you have to take on a lot more roles. I think there's a lot more things to do, you know, just finding just time in the day as well, you know, just to do everything. But it's an amazing thing to do because the decision lies with you, you know, so it's kind of rolling the dice. And it's been an amazing thing because there's a lot of things that I couldn't do being environment now that I can in a solo environment. So exploring new horizons and growing as a musician has always been my main goal.
When we talk about new pressures, you say smaller soundboards, but it's also you have to come up with everything by yourself now. Pressure's on.
Yeah, I've always been a big songwriter. I've always liked to do that. So I think that element, it's sort of when you put a solo hat on, it does change even that in your mind. I went for a run with Francois just before I went solo. And he said, it's different when you put your name on a T-shirt versus a band. And I mean, this is 20 years of putting band names on. And the minute I did it, I saw exactly what he meant in that same feeling, that shift.
And we can hear the shift.
Very
speaking,
cool.
Speaking of the shift, I love the new musical energy, and especially with Ready to Dance. It's, I could call it infectious.
Yes,
and
thanks.
It's got a feel-good energy about it, you know? But I heard before releasing it, you actually tested it out in a crowd. How did it do? And did the crowd make up your mind at the end of the day and said, yes, okay, let's do this?
Yes, completely. I was on tour with the Polytones, and we were in Cyprus. And it was, I just decided to play the song, and it was amazing. The whole place just erupted. It was like a song they knew already. And it was like instantly I said, well, this one has to go out. It reminded me sort of the, you know, where I grew up as well, just going out and painting the town red, you know, so it gets that feeling going.
As we could do back in the day, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
But on the flip side of that, you also got very personal songs like Honey that came from a very personal place. Was it scary to put out such a vulnerable track as well? Seeing the journey that you've gone through, we'll talk a little bit about that after this question has been answered. Is it also different wearing your heart on your sleeve a little bit?
Yeah, very different. It's quite exposing. Like, I come from the, like, not taking photographs, really. I'm not very much the guy who wants to be in front of the camera. So for me, I realized years ago I chose the wrong career. But you have to be in front of the camera every now and then. So to put, like, in lyrics and put, you know, the music video expresses that emotion the most for Honey. And I think doing that video was really such a cathartic thing for me.
And you're looking good, dude. You're looking healthy.
Thank you.
And you look like we should look at our age, you know, not like some people.
Yeah.
Look. And you've gone on a bit of a journey yourself. Looking to be healthier and better.
Yeah.
Tell us about that journey for you. Has it shaped the way your music has changed?
Definitely. I think it took the world for the world ending for me to realize that I, you know, like, I needed to maybe do something. And, you know, I think I got to my worst in 2020 and realized sort of there's two roads ahead of me. So I decided to change. And it was just great to sort of get into my own body again rather than just thinking all the time. Part of the lyrics of Honey is like getting out of your own way. So that was sort of the thing that I sort of needed to do. And I think that's been my main thing. It's not like a this big like gym buddy or something like that. It's more like just getting out of the way and just enjoying being a little bit healthier. I think I played with fire quite a lot, and it's been a good thing. It's been a good run, but I enjoy now being out there. I've started running again, and I'm putting playlists together with it, and just enjoying it. You know, just enjoying music and how free the world can be sometimes.
How we didn't self-combust is still a miracle. It remains to be seen how it lost. But we're trying. We're trying. At some stage we got to adult, eh? Unfortunately.
Exactly. Just a little bit.
And tell us what's in the future now, because you've been releasing a bunch of singles. You've been on tour with some of the biggest artists. You were on stage with Goo Goo Dolls and Vicky Zolo. What's up on the horizon for Ross Lemo?
I've just been loving the journey. I mean, it's been a blessed year, man. I've really been very fortunate to get to play some of the things that I've done and to release the music that I have and to the audiences. Like, thank you guys for being so lovely to play the songs. It's amazing. It's just it feels so fresh and new for me. So this year, going on tour in December with a whole new outlook on life, put it that way. I'm really looking forward to it. So there's a tour in December coming. I'm bringing out a new song very soon. So lots is on in the pipeline.
Wonderful. And I know it's not a rumor. I know that you're a Swiftie, and she's doing well on the charts right now. With that in mind, do you take influence from other artists, or is it a self process, or do you take inspiration? Her whole new album is basically based on songs that previous artists did that she re do you use other people's influences as well in your music?
Yes, definitely. I think I use the feeling that those songs leave with me. You know, like when you fill your cup up again. When I love finding a new thing, and then it's like you found a new song that you really like or a new band that you really love. It's like finding gems, little Pokemons of, you know, and finding those new things to listen to.
Ross Learmonth, what a legend. Now doing the solo thing. Before we let you go, we can't just let go. We got to do something fun. And we want to tap into your knowledge as a rock star and now as a solo artist. We call it the Ross Learmonth's Rockstar Survival Guide. All right. And first of all, the thing you do when you get on stage, you must at least remember your own lyrics. You know, some artists get on stage and they're like, what? You think I know this song better than the guy singing it sometimes. So first thing is, you want to test if you know your own lyrics. So
Oh my God.
these will be from past songs and current songs. It's
All
called
right.
Two Rights and a Fake. So two of them are actually
Okay.
from you and one is a fake. Let's see how well you know your own lyrics. Number one,
All right.
I'm ready to dance through the darkness. Number two, your silence is the loudest song I've ever heard. And number three, there's fire in my bones and thunder in my veins.
So
Which one's
one
fake?
of these is mine.
Well, no,
Which one's fake?
two of them are yours. One of them's fake.
Okay.
So it makes it harder.
Thunder in my veins isn't me, I don't think.
You are wrong, my friend. We just spoke about that song. It comes from Let Me Go. And I'm Ready to Dance Through the Darkness is from Ready to Dance, of course. And then Your Silence is the Loudest Song I've Ever Heard is 100% fake. So, Ned Aitutsi Survival Guide, not working backer for you right now. Second one,
Oh man.
scenario. Give me the answer. You lose your voice minutes before the biggest solo gig of your career. What's your go-to recovery hack or backup plan?
Goggle Worcester sauce. Worcestershire sauce.
Doesn't actually work. I'm going to
It
try that.
really like it brings down inflammation. It's horrible to do. You feel like all the salt of all the oceans is in your mouth. It's horrible. You try not to swallow too much of it, but you have to goggle Worcestershire sauce. And that will
Stuff.
And that usually saves the day.
Okay, scenario number two. A fan gives you a gift backstage, a handmade sweater that says Prime Cut on the back. Do you wear it on stage or politely hand it to your guitar player?
I'll wear it with pride. I'll wear it
Yes.
with pride.
I'm glad to hear that. And the last one, Taylor Swift invites you to write a heartbreak anthem together. But the catch is, It has to include a kazoo solo. What do you say?
Yes.
Yes, 100% every time. Yes.
She's making the gazoo cool again, and we're going to play some stadiums with gazoos.
Ross Diamond, you're such a
No.
legend. Thank you for your time and
Thank you
wish
so
you
much.
all the best. And please come visit again.
I will see you very soon. Thanks, babe.
You're tuned into the Joyride on OFM, courtesy of Brocourt Auctions, your partner in quality auctions.
Get in, loser, for the Joyride.